Ranch text line, 620-342-5863. Your chance to win a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday. KBOE Live and Local 831, sunshine, 30 degrees. Good morning.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us Joe Reed as we talk about the city's homeless point in time count, which is now starting to become a regular here for the city, but also a vital way to track the homeless numbers and trends here locally.
Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing well. Chuck?
Glad to have you in, Joe. What's going on with you today?
Well, busy as always. Preparing for next week's point in time count. So a lot on the plate and a lot of preparations underway.
So let's talk about the point in time count. How exactly, logistically, Joe, does this work?
Well, you'll recall point in time count is a count of the sheltered and unsheltered people who are experiencing homelessness in a given community. This is a HUD requirement, Housing and Urban Development. And so the way the PIT count works is each community is counting their homeless on a single night in any given community. So this is coming up next week. The date to remember here is January 22nd. That is the date that that we will be asking people where they slept on January 22nd. The actual PIT count will be taking place then on Thursday, January the 23rd.
So, Joe, leading up to this, I'm going to ask you about the need for volunteers here in just a second, but you mentioned the preparation for this. Really, what type of preparation are you talking about, and how long has the preparation been going here for PIT count 25?
Well, we want to have, number one, we want to have some resources available, some hand warmers. We've got some backpacks that are coming. Different things like that, just for some temporary relief in these cold temperatures for those that are perhaps sleeping on the streets. A lot of the prep work is just getting the word out, gathering volunteers, how we're going to divide the city up, how the teams are going to work, and a lot of that is going to be dictated by the number of volunteers we're able to get.
So do you have an idea where most of our homeless are, Joe, and how to best get in contact with them?
Yeah, I think so. I have worked with local members of law enforcement identifying some homeless encampments around town. So we have a pretty good idea of where those are, and also where some of the unsheltered, are spending their time, where they're going to get warm. And so forth. So I think we have a pretty good idea of where we need to concentrate our efforts.
I remember last year with this effort, how did last year's activities give you some lessons that is helping to streamline the process getting ready here for next week's count?
Yeah, excellent question. So last year, you recall, we had some brutally cold weather early in January, and just before the PIT count, it thawed. Not only did it thaw, it got fairly warm, and all of the snow and ice melted. Everything was flooded. We had a difficult time locating a lot of our homeless. Last year, we found where encampments had been, but no people there. The other issue that we learned from last year was just getting an earlier start. We were unable to hit the streets as early as we wanted to due to some late-minute planning. This year we're going to be meeting the day before, getting our logistics all set up so we can hit it first thing Thursday morning.
So, Joe, last year, did you find we had people like living in cars, or do you account for couch surfing, that sort of thing?
Well, HUD defines what is considered sheltered and unsheltered, okay. And we'll be going over that in the training. The biggest thing that we're looking at is to just identify those people who are unhoused, and from there we'll let the experts that be through the state level dictate whether they're going to count a particular individual or not.
Joe Reed again joining us. He's the homeless pit count coordinator as we continue our conversations about the pit count here that's going to be taking place next week for really counting Emporia's homeless. I have a couple questions here, Joe. First off, is the really, I guess, maybe the going thought about homeless really how HUD, Housing and Urban Development, defines homeless behavior or just simply the homeless situation?
Well, you know, I think HUD looks at it from a standpoint of, were you sleeping in a place not meant for human habitation, in a shelter environment or what have you? And the pit count data is very important for setting up programs and funding for communities, in the years going forward. So it's important to count that. But I think locally, we need to concentrate not only just those living on the street, but those that are couch surfing, those that just may need a hand up, getting back on their feet. We need to account for those and hopefully one day have processes in place so that those individuals can work their way out of homelessness.
Well, it looks like you're going to have some cold weather to deal with again next week.
Specifically early in the week, yeah.
But, by Wednesday, we should get over the freezing mark, I think, by Wednesday. But we appreciate all you do, Joe, and we'll be in touch and find out how things went next week.
Absolutely. If I'm going to throw this out, the Homeless Advisory Board is, so deeply ingrained in this process as well. We're going to be set up at Conference Room 1AB at the City Building. So next Wednesday, the 22nd at 5 p.m., we'll be meeting there. If anybody wants to volunteer, come on in at 5 o'clock. See us there. We'll get you added to a team for and go through some training for the process then on Thursday.
And one other question, Joe. How long of a shift should volunteers expect to possibly be involved for?
You know, we're going to be working this all day long, but I don't want that to deter anybody if they want to come help and say, well, I only have an hour to give. Hey, come out for an hour. Come and see us. We'll be headquartered, same conference room all day Thursday as well. So if you want to come by and help, just come by and see us.
All right, Joe. Appreciate your time.
All right, Ron, Chuck, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Joe Reed, previewing the 2025 Homeless Point in Time Count coming up next week. Good job by Joe and that crew.
Absolutely, absolutely. And kind of the second straight year for this here in the public eye here for the city of Emporia.